Casting.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Hi, neighbor. Welcome to this neighborhood. Have you ever seen one of these? It's a big hoop, a great big O. A hoop that's called a hula hoop. You know, hula is a kind of dance that some people know how to do, and they move sort of like this when they do that hula dance. Well, one day, some people decided to put hoops around them while they moved like this. So that's why it's called a hula hoop. I'll show you, but it's too big for inside here. So let's just go out to the yard. A hula hoop. That's what this is, a hula hoop. Try it once more. I can't do it very well, as you can see, but I know someone who can, and his name is Paul Tifford, and he's been showing people in our neighborhood how to use hula hoops, even more than one at a time. I mean, I'm told that he has 1, 2, 3, 4... and does them all together. Well, I'd like to get a lesson from him and ask him to show you what he can do with his hula hoops. First of all, I think this is something I can do with mine. Yep. Come on back. That's it. Why don't we go over to Paul Tifford's studio, and I'll just take my hula hoop with me. Come along.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. I'd like you to know my television neighbor, Paul Tifford Jr.
Hello, how are you?
You've got a great place to practice here.
Oh, yes. I like it with the mirrors. I use the mirrors that way if I've practiced something and I want to make sure that it's right, I can see myself there. See?
Oh, Paul, I wish I could do that. You know, I've been trying and I seem to be able to do it
on your arm?
On the arm like that.
Okay,
but,
oh, that works.
When I put it around my waist, it just always falls to the floor.
Okay,
you know,
let's see.
I'll show you.
Uh-oh. Okay, let's try it. I think maybe if you put one foot in front of the other. That's
like
right.
Like this?
Mm-hmm. And pick okay. a side. Maybe you want to go right to left or left to right, mm-hmm. however you feel comfortable. and swing the hoop around.
Swing it around.
Swing it around.
See?
That's okay. Down we'll try again. I think maybe we need a little bit of wiggle in the hips.
Wiggle. Okay.
Okay. Just a little bit around in a circular way.
Like this.
Yeah. Let's try that. There you go. That's perfect. That's right. Oh. It's the wiggle.
It's the wiggle that matters. I know that you use more than one at a time, don't you?
Yes, I do.
I wonder if I could see that.
Oh, sure. I'll show you.
Thanks.
Okay.
How many do you have there?
I have seven. But I only want to use five for now. Can you hold two for me?
Sure.
And then when I give you a sign, you can hand them to me and help me that way?
Sure, I'd be glad to. Okay. You don't want to use this one?
No, that's for you.
All right. Where's the best place for me to stand while you do?
Oh, maybe over there a little bit.
All right.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Thanks, Fred. Thank you, Fred.
Thank you very much. Thanks. Oh, you must have worked at that for a long time.
Oh, yes. I've been practicing since I was seven, and I did some competitions in Texas, where I'm from, and I got better and better, but I practiced every single day.
Even when you were a little boy?
Yeah. I started when I was 7 years old, and I remember I couldn't do this one trick, and I had to practice every day for 3 months just to do this right here. From the ankle up to the knee.
Oh, could I see that again?
Sure. Okay, you start at an ankle, and you swing it around, and then you kind of pop it up to your knees.
And then I saw, when you were doing the other things, right? You brought it the whole way up to your waist.
Oh, yeah. That's a hard one to do because you need to move a lot to get it up there.
I guess so.
And I practice that, too, all the time.
But you not only practice it, though, but you like it, don't you?
Oh, yes. I love doing it. It's fun. I still like it. after all these years.
And you teach people, too.
Yes.
I mean, you gave me my lesson today.
Oh, yeah. I can show you.
There's Maggie Stewart.
Hi, Fred.
Hello,
hi, Paul.
Maggie.
Hi, Maggie. How are you?
I'm great. I'm ready for my lesson.
Isn't he wonderful?
Oh, he's terrific.
Oh, to do all of those hoops together?
It's pretty amazing.
Well, I should say. And you've been studying with him.
Yes, indeed. We have a deal. I'll show you.
A deal?
Mm-hmm.
Hula hoop.
Right you are. That's the sign for hula hoop.
Yeah.
You make these F hand shapes like this, and you make the big circle in front of you. See? There you go. And you can just pretend, after you've made this big hula hoop, and then you grab it on the sides, and you put it around your waist, and then you hoop.
Hoop.
That's a lot easier, huh?
So your deal is that you learn...
Our deal is she is going to teach me some sign language, and I am going to teach her how to hula hoop.
How to hula hoop.
Great. Well, how far are you along with your hula hoop?
Well, I've been practicing pretty faithfully every day, and I'm eager to show you what I've done.
Okay, let's see. We started with the waist.
That's right.
Okay.
And I tried to do that wiggle thing you were talking about, you know?
Oh. Wiggle it around there?
Yes, yeah, sometimes
Maggie,
it would get out of control.
You're doing fine.
Well, I've practiced pretty hard.
Very good.
Yeah.
You've got that down now.
And it's fun to practice this, so
I liked
practicing.
Wonderful, Maggie.
Yeah, it would slow down, and then I wasn't exactly sure what would just drop to the ground. And
well, you know,
you're doing great there.
Every time I try, it just goes to the ground.
Let's see, Fred. No,
that's
pretty
good. But that's how it was in the beginning for me, too. It would just drop right to the ground. And
that's
just
why
pick
you keep
right
practicing.
Up. That's right. I'd keep practicing. And
well, I have an idea. You two keep doing
okay.
that.
Okay.
And I'll do something different.
Alrighty.
Okay. There we go. Wiggle it.
Oh, I see what you're doing. That's wonderful.
Oh, the hula hoop sign.
Oh, that's great, Fred. I like it a lot.
Well, now, what's the next thing that you would teach somebody?
Okay.
Because she's done that so well.
Right. Maggie seems to have the waist down very well. So let's try to go down to the next level.
All right.
The knees.
The knees.
Right.
All right.
And we'll bring it down to one side across mm-hmm. there and okay. give it a push. And kind of bounce with the knees.
Oh, gosh.
You had it there at the beginning.
Yeah, that's like starting all over again.
Yeah, you just need to bounce a little. Instead of the wiggle that we had with the waist,
yes.
which was kind of a circle, let your knees bounce up
all
and
right,
down.
I'll try that.
And we'll try that.
My knees bounce up and down.
Up and down, up and down. Whoops.
You all have plenty of work to do.
Yes, indeed.
I'll leave you to your lesson, but thank you, Paul, for showing
us
welcome. Everything.
You're welcome, Fred.
It's great to be with you, and I wish you well, Maggie.
Thank you so much. Keep practicing.
Sure will. Oh,
we'll
one
this.
Thing else.
Oh, yeah.
I thought of something. I
what
used
is
to
it?
Do this when I was a child. Can you do this?
Oh yeah.
And it
comes
have it
back
return?
To you. Yeah.
Oh.
Try that. There it goes.
That's great, too. Woo. You can do all kinds of things with this.
Yeah.
Of course, but I mustn't interrupt your lesson anymore.
Oh, no, okay. That's wonderful.
Wish you well.
We'll see you.
Bye-bye.
Bye for
Bye,
now.
Bye, Fred. We'll practice that Fred was showing us. We'll practice that after this.
Alrighty, so behind my knees like this.
Yep.
And up
turn
and down.
Up and down.
Maggie Stewart's learning well, isn't she? Yes. She's able to keep this going so well. And isn't Paul Tifford wonderful? Of course, it's only after hours and days and years of trying that a person can get to be as good at something as Paul is with his hula hoop. Let's have some make-believe about that. Hula, hula, hula hoop. Get the trolley. Come on, trolley. Last time in make-believe, Prince Tuesday just got home from the hospital. He had tried to fly, and he hurt his arm. Yeah. Let's make-believe that he learned an important lesson as the trolley goes into the neighborhood of make-believe. Ready, trolley? Okay.
Yes, trolley. My arm wasn't hurt badly.
We're all glad of that, trolley.
Thanks, trolley.
So, Tuesday, what really happened?
Auntie Lady Elaine gave me a hat she said was magic, and I put it on and tried to fly high.
And you fell. Correct as usual, Daddy. King Friday.
I am about to make an announcement.
Can we help you, King Friday?
Of course.
What can we do?
You can listen.
Oh, well, naturally.
I don't see two ladies.
Which ladies, sire?
Lady Aberlin and Lady Elaine Fairchild.
Well, here they come now, Daddy.
I shall wait. My announcement involves one in particular. Lady Aberlin and Lady Fairchild, I presume?
Correct as usual, Uncle
Friday.
Right,
you are sometimes, Friday. I am about to make an announcement.
Do we have to listen to it?
You certainly do, Fairchild.
Okay, go ahead.
Announcement fanfare, please. Since people are not meant to fly high, I am closing all people flying high schools.
But Friday...
No buts about it, Fairchild, and you will never offer magic hats to anyone again.
Oh, you're a spoil sport. I didn't mean for anyone to get hurt.
In the future, think before you act. That's what I'm saying to you, Fairchild. My announcement is over. Farewell.
Well, Tuesday, I'm really sorry, Toots. I thought that magic hat would work for children, even though it didn't work much for me. But I know better now.
We learn something every day, don't we?
That's for sure. And we teach something every day, too. So what am I going to teach now?
Well, maybe you could teach something real, where people don't need magic to learn.
Like what?
How about...
What's that mean? What's that?
Hula hoops.
How did you know I was a hula hooper?
I didn't.
Well, come to the museum, go around, and I'll teach you.
Now that's more like it.
You can all come. No more flying, just good old hula hoops.
Well, Cousin Tuesday and I need to visit X the Owl. He's still worried because he was Tuesday's teacher.
We'll see you later then.
Okay.
See you, hoopers.
See you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
I really think it's important to visit X.
Well, let's go together. Well, I hope that he's home.
I do too.
Look, there's something on the door.
Yes. Can you read that, Tuesday?
X is inside. Please knock.
That's right. So we'll knock.
Who is it?
Lady
Aberlin.
Oh, it's
Tuesday.
Please come to the back door.
Okay.
We will.
Come in. Oh, are you all right, Tuesday?
Oh, I'm still a little sore.
Oh, I feel terrible that you had that accident.
But I didn't do what you told me to do.
What do you mean?
You always told me to be careful. And I just put on that hat and jumped.
Well, I'm not teaching flying anymore.
Did you have any other students aside from Tuesday, X?
Only one.
Who was that?
Oh, I tried giving some lessons to Trolley, but Trolley's a machine, and machines are different than people.
I bet birds are the best flyers of all. Oh,
we've got the wings for it, Lady A.
Have you ever heard of hula hoops, X?
Yes, I have. My cousin Mary used to do them all the time. Oh, like that, you know. Why do you ask?
Well, that's Lady Elaine's new interest.
No more flying high schools.
Nor magic hats.
I wish her well with the hula hooping.
Well, that's where we're going now.
See you later, X.
All right, and thanks for your visit. Thanks a lot for your visit.
You're welcome, X.
Oh.
Bye.
Bye, see ya. Oh, I feel a lot better after that talk, I'll tell you.
Looks like fun.
Oh, we're the best.
Well, it's a lot better for people than trying to fly high.
You're doing very well, Toots.
Thanks.
Matter of fact, that's your first lesson. You can come back anytime.
I will, Lady Elaine.
I think maybe I'll just advertise. Hula, hula, hula hoops. Come and learn your hula hoops. See y'all later.
Bye, Lady Elaine.
Let's go see Trolley.
Good idea.
That really looked like a lot of fun. I can hardly wait for my first hula hoop lesson.
That's right, Trolley.
Yes, we're all going to learn to hula hoop.
Bye, Trolley.
The people in make-believe are learning that there are certain things they can do and certain things they can't. And they're trying to do the things they can the best they can. That's really important. Fish. You're good at eating and swimming. You know, I like to think of children who are just learning to walk. They don't wear any magic hats. They just toddle and fall and get up and toddle again. Thank you. somehow inside of us, we know what we're able to do. And we just keep trying until we finally learn. When you do that with things that you can learn, I'm really proud of you. I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you're as proud as I am proud of you. I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud and that you're learning how important you are, how important each person you see can be. Discovering each one's specialty is the most important learning. I'm proud of you, I'm proud of you. I hope that you're as proud as I am proud of you. I'm proud of you. I hope that you are proud of you too. I was just thinking, no matter what we're able to learn or what we're not able to learn, we're still lovable just the way we are. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We always have things to do together and things to talk about together. Gives me a good feeling to know that I'll be back with you. Bye-bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This